Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
The Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine releases issues bi-monthly committed to bringing you the very best content from experts around the globe.
With excellence as our standard, we know that you'll soon agree with our goal to become the number one online lifestyle magazine in the world within 24 months.
Our team has committed ourselves to making Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine a household name around the globe.
GLM is a tool created to add value to the lives of men and women globally.
And to reinforce the Jaguare lifestyle in which our brand represents,
ranging from family and relationships, faith and spirituality, success and personal development, business and finance, health, sports, entertainment and fashion, food and travel, education and technology.
To connect with either Jaguare Lifestyle Magazine or Jaguare Inc., visit their websites, JaguareLifestyle.com. That's GIGARELifestyle.com.
Welcome back to Relationships 3D, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernette A. Joseph, with my good friend, Dr. Tersha Hamilton. What's going on, Dr. T?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, you already know. You already know what time it is. Listen, folks, it's Relationships 3D right here on Bashani and worldwide. We are reaching you all across the globe. We're going to be talking to you about a topic that is very near and dear to my heart. And it's talking about leaving the past behind. Have you ever been in a situation where your past just keeps constantly creeping up on you, continuously being reminded of your past? Don't you just hate that? Now, unless you're Al Bundy or, you know, one of those different characters that want to relish the past and think about how great you were in the past. But even with that, doesn't that get old? Doesn't that get stale? It's time for you to make new memories. It's time for you to have new relationships, new thoughts. So we want to talk about leaving your past behind. Dr. T, talk to me. How many times have you had conversations with people and all they did was relish the past? Come on, let's talk about it.
Too many to name. People, you know, we tend to do that when we perceive that the past was better than the present, or there was some great moment in the past that we want to relive over and over, or when we are stuck in the past and we don't know how to move on. So I've experienced all of those. More recently, it wasn't a bad thing, but more recently I realized just how important high school is for people. Because I met up with some friends of mine from high school and, you know, I hadn't seen them in a while. And we just talk about, you know, what happened in high school. Yeah, you remember when, you remember this teacher, you remember this person, you remember this event, you remember. And so I was like, man, I've become one of those people who talk about high school all the time. And so if you think about it, we do that quite a bit. And it doesn't have to be a bad thing, but, you know, at some point we have to move on from the past and live in the present. So, yeah.
Wow. You know, that is pretty interesting when you think about it. Let's look at that from that perspective. Some people are in a position right now where they feel that the past is better than the current or the present or their future. And some people relish that. They stay in that time capsule, if you would. Then there are other people who are simply stuck in the past, meaning they have not grown past the past, and that's just where they happen to be. And then there is what you're talking about where, okay, I'm just remembering or being reminded of my past. you know, in a day and an age, watch this. I'm going to go totally opposite of what we're talking about, but real quick and then bring it right back. And in the day and age of social media, how many people have literally gotten in trouble with social media because they stayed in the past? Maybe because they thought, one, that their past was better than their current position or their future, right? Or two, they got stuck there because they're just simply, that's it. They can't focus on anything left or right. All they want to do is be in that sweet spot, if you would. Or three, they're being reminded of their past. Now, what do I mean when I use the premise of social media? Because social media, you could be plugging through social media and next thing you know, ooh, that's so-and-so. I remember them from my past, right? Oh, but your mind immediately goes maybe to a certain situation, a circumstance, or whatever the case may be. For some people, that gets them in trouble. Why? Because maybe their current state, they're not happy with, and then now they start looking at their past and thinking, ooh, maybe I was better off then, right? Or you're just simply scrolling through and you're reminded of an event. That's one of the things that social media does very, very well nowadays in the Facebook arena, is it gives you memories. Like, oh, 1 year ago, you experienced X, Y, and Z. Whether the memory was good, bad, or ugly, it still reminds you of the particular incident or circumstance. So now, bringing it back, reeling it back in, you know, how do we let the past be the past and then start living for the future? That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Because most people, they see the past as different. I often tell people when I'm coaching or, you know, some of my clients, is there's a reason that that rear view mirror is very small, but your windshield, your front windshield is so huge because your future is much brighter than your past. Because there's so many opportunities ahead of you. You look in the rearview mirror to be reminded of, whether it be a good time, a bad time, a time of growth, development, whatever, but you don't stay there. Talk to me a little bit about that. How do you feel about that?
You know, that's good. One of the things that I think of is that people tend to romanticize the past. They forget about the bad and they hype up the good. And that is one reason why we get stuck. Because, you know, for most of us, high school wasn't great. For a lot of us, high school was okay, or it was, you know, we had moments, we had fun. But there are a lot of people who were bullies. There were a lot of people who were bullied. There were a lot of people who didn't feel comfortable in their skin. There were a lot of people who went through growth spurts or that awkward period in life. But you come back 10, 20, 30 years later and high school was the best time of your life. Because you've forgotten some of the trials that you went through. I think that if, for a lot of people, if we could learn how not to romanticize the past as much and see it for what it was, then we can have a clearer picture of the present, because then we can say, this is the good, this is the bad, this is the ugly, and it's still great. Just like in the past when we had good, bad, and ugly, as opposed to, oh, when I was younger, I was so much thinner and I had so much energy and I had blah, 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 freedom and time. And yeah, but you also forgot that you felt fat, regardless what time, you know, what size you were. Right. And you had freedom, but you didn't like it because you didn't have X, Y, and Z, or you were always trying to, you were running, trying to get a job so that you can blah, blah, blah. We need to look at reality so that we don't over-romanticize the past and miss what's happening in the in the present and future. Because like you said, the front windshield is so much bigger than the rearview mirror because there's so many opportunities for us to exist in the present and make that our best right now life.
Yeah, that is very interesting. You know, when I look at it, bottom line up front, whether it be high school, college, a job that you had before, a state that you used to live in, or whatever the case may be, people often say, you know, oh my God, I don't like my current situation. I hate my job, I this, I that. But then when you lose that job, get fired, or you move on, you get to the new location talking about how glorious that job was. Oh, back in my old job, we used to be able to do this. Or back in my old location, we were able to, oh, when I was living in such and such, we had all of this. But when you were there, you were a complainer. So one of the things that I want people to understand, when we talk about leaving the past behind, it doesn't mean forget it. It just means build upon it. Look towards your future. Be in the present. You know, sometimes you could be in a place but not really be there because your mind is totally somewhere else, right? So our question to you all today is, what does the past look like to you? What does it remind you of? And how do you grow from it? What does it look like to you? What does it remind you of? And how do you grow from it? Because if all you could do is relish one particular moment, that moment has become a monument, and now you can't get past it. That's why we talked about it being either better, you being stuck, you being reminded, or as how you put it, Dr. T, it being romanticized. I love to tell people to live every day to the fullest. Why? Because today may very well be your last. I will never forget. And many people may say this, hey, you know, Dr. V, I notice every time around this year, you kind of put out this particular post. Absolutely. I'm not relishing the past. I'm reminding myself of the past so that I can continue to live for my future. The post in particular that I'm talking about, Dr. T, is March 2nd, 2014 at 7:02 p.m. We were involved, we being my family and I, were involved in a car accident, right? And this, yes, it's 5 years ago. But every year around this time, I'm reminded of that could have been our last day on earth. And from that day forward, I vowed to live my life to the fullest. It had already been something that, you know, was laid upon my heart and my mantra, but it amplified who I was, how I live, and who I am today, because I recognize that, yes, that day will never happen again because it is in the past, but it also has become my launching pad towards my future because it makes me do things with a certain fervency and urgency since that day has, you know, passed. So I say that to say this, you know, there are tragic times in your life. There are great times in your life. And there are mediocre times in your life. But the question is, how do you perceive them and what do you do? Are you learning and growing from those places? Back at you, Dr. T.
So one of the things I don't want us to miss an opportunity to discuss is people in relationships bringing up the past as a weapon.
Come on now.
I think that I know that we talk about communication a lot, you know, communication in every relationship that you have and how important it is to have communication, how to learn to communicate with each individual in the relationship that you're talking about so that you can clear the air and have better understanding and just have a better relationship. But I know that for a lot of relationships, communication is lacking. And one example of that is how much we have people talking about, oh, you always bringing up old stuff. Every time something happened, you bring up old stuff. Well, I believe that if the lines of communication were better, then those issues could be worked out sooner. And we wouldn't have to keep dredging up old things because that, you know, living in the past is a very negative way to have a relationship thrive and grow.
Ooh, yeah, that's a can of worms we're about to open up right here. So at the end of the day, you know, when you begin to talk relationships, no one really wants to be reminded of their wrongdoings, their past hurts, or whatever the case may be, but it is so important for us to make sure that we address them. we address them and we grow from them. You know, when I think of a seed is put into the ground. The seed actually dies and germinates and then, you know, replenishes. It produces from itself. Sometimes you have to be very careful because if you only speak the negative over a thing, that thing becomes what you have proclaimed it to be. Now, that's not all the time, because I remember, you know, growing up as a child, you know, I had siblings and maybe the way that my parents talked, you know, in particular to us, to one, may have been like, man, I'm tired of hearing that. You know, I'm being accused of that. I might as well go ahead and go do it. To another, it may be like, you ain't never going to catch me, you know, fulfilling that prophecy, right? Or I'm not going to be that statistic. Where another one may have been like, man, I don't care what y'all say. I'm my own person, and I'm going to do what I have to do. To bring it a little bit closer to home, when you have kids, you always try to tell your kids, you know, friends, everybody's talking about friends, at least back in the day, you know, the thing was always, hey, how do you know they're your friends? You know, and I'm like, well, these are the people who I hang out with. These are the people who I talk to. That are, and then, you know, the old school parent, you ain't got no friends. Them people don't care nothing about you, you know, this, that, or the other. Well, fast forwarding to today, when I go out and I speak to the youth, I always tell people, because it's a totally different dynamic, I said, do you want to know how you'll know your true friends? Your true friends will be the ones that will look you in the face and tell you what you don't want to hear at times. Your true friends will always look out for you, even when you have shifted and forgotten what you said you initially wanted. Now, it's one thing when you change your mind and you come back and you update your friends and like, ah, I don't care about that stuff anymore, and move forward. But if you come to a friend and you pour out to a friend, that friend is going to be what I like to call an accountability partner, right? So I used to tell my dad this statement. I said, the friends that you see that I currently have, I will know them for a lifetime. The ones that I tell you are my friends. My kids will grow up with their kids, even if we don't necessarily live in the same state. And that was years ago. Until this day, I can pick up the phone right now. Maybe some of them will be listening to this particular show. And they'll be like, oh yeah, Vermin's saying that for a long time. And that's exactly what we do. So when we talk relationships and communication, we have to be very, very careful to what we say. Because if you're not, and I don't want to say strong enough, I'll put it to you this way. Sometimes people can lie so much that they begin to believe the lie that they tell themselves. Mm. But at the same time, people can speak certain things over themselves, and then that's what they become. So you have to guard the mind as well as guard the heart when it comes to that communication piece. So I said all that to say this, Dr. T. In a relationship, you always want to tell the truth, but you don't want to beat somebody over the head with the past, pain, hurts, and hiccups. Yes, you have to remind them at times if they're going astray, but you don't want to beat them over the head with it. Because if you do, they may just decide, you know what, this is who you think I am anyway. So I'm just going to fulfill what you say. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. Makes sense. It's called self-fulfilling prophecy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Somewhat. So I'm reminded of this thing that says, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. So when we look at, you know, leaving the past behind, where does that actually fall? Yesterday is history, meaning it already happened. You cannot change it. Tomorrow is a mystery, meaning that it may not be what you expect it to be. So it is kind of like the unknown. But if you make it to today, receive today, appreciate today, and live in today as if it is a gift. People, what do you do when you get a gift? You're appreciative. Well, most people nowadays, hopefully, are still appreciative when they get something. So that is something that, you know, I want people to really think about. Life in general is a gift, but sometimes we treat it, you know, like it's a toy. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a lot of us, and I say us because myself included, we forget how fragile life is, and we forget how important being in the moment and being appreciative of all aspects of our lives are. You know, we can breathe, we can drive, we can walk, we can sing, we can, all of these simple things, things we take for granted. And so it gets easy to take that for granted and forget to appreciate each moment. And sometimes it takes a catastrophic event, like being in an accident with your entire family, for you to be reminded of that. Hopefully that's not the case for most of us too much longer, but it absolutely is a reality that we take life for granted. We definitely take life for granted. Some of us didn't learn how not to take life for granted, which is unfortunate, but you know, as long as we're alive, we can still learn how to do those things. And some of us are just, I don't even know the word. Some of us just, you know, are just that way. So, yeah, we have to, as a collective, remind ourselves to not take life for granted and to make sure that we are appreciating the simple things, the very simple things, so that when we have bigger things, when we have more complex things, you know, we can always be in awe of life and we can be more present and appreciate right now a lot more in this moment and not beat ourselves over the head for what we lost or what we don't have, what we coulda, shoulda, woulda, and all of those things. Because in the end, when those catastrophic moments happen, those things are less important. They're absolutely less important.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, if I could say, you know, to the listener audience today, you know, when you look at leaving that past behind, what does that actually mean? You want to learn from the past, but you don't want to dwell there. You know what I mean? You want to get the tips, the tools, the strategies, the principles or the philosophies that you needed to get from the past, but you don't want to stay stuck there. It's like being a mile marker. You know, I don't want to be a mile marker. I want to be someone who is fluid and constantly on the move, doing something different and experiencing new things and making memorable moments. But when you're a mile marker, you know what? Oh, yeah, if you happen to be on 95 headed to Atlanta, when you get to such and such post, you're going to see this little. I don't want to be remembered that way. I want to be remembered for great things, but I don't want to be remembered as just one thing, if that makes sense. You know, and I often tell my daughters the same thing. I mean, yeah, last year was great, but it's time to make new memories. Why? Because there'll be more memories that you can add to your memory bank. There'll be stuff that you'll be able to talk to your family, your friends, your kids about. So ask yourself this question: what really happened? What really happened in the past? And when you answer that with truth and honesty. So when you don't dwell there, what you figure out is what really happened and what was really great about that thing. What emotion did I feel for that particular thing? Because feelings will fool you. But what you can do is maximize, hey, you know what? In this particular, that was the first time I ever did blank, whatever that was. First time I ever went blank, whatever that was. Maybe you liked it, maybe you didn't. But the key, again, is to remember the past, but don't dwell there. Here's another thing. When I find people dwelling in the past, they're learning how to be expressive, but they're not really expressing themselves because every day you evolve. So if all you can do is, oh, yeah, I remember when I was All-American, I did that. So you mean to tell me you have kids that are now in high school, but all you can remember is your high school days? So you haven't done anything since then? You haven't done nothing enjoyable, pleasurable, or you know, memorable that you can think about? And I'm not downing anyone. I'm just saying stop doing that because life is so precious, and we get the opportunity to live it. Now, that brings me to another thing. Are you living or merely existing? Because there is a difference. When you're living, that's why I always tell people, live your life to the fullest. But if you're just existing, it's just like, oh, I got up today, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Oh, it's the same, just a different day, same old, what? Man, life is meant to be lived. There's so much that you can do with the internet, with everything that we have going on today. You could be around the world in like 2 hours. You can visit stuff and say, oh, man, what does Rio de Janeiro look like today? What is the weather in Africa? You can go and watch stuff that you never had opportunity to do before. So living in the past, man, nah, that's boring. That's mundane. Live today, live for your future. Ooh, that's a whole nother game. So that's just, you know, one or two things that I'm thinking about that when I think about living, you know, in the past, why live in the past when you can actually really be living in the future? That makes sense?
Makes all the sense. Mm.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about your trip that you took to Haiti and then, you know, just kind of watching you on those vlogs, as we had talked about before, you know, how people were able to live like in the moment with you. Like, hey, this is where I'm at today. This is what's going on. You know, how many of us, I'm going to break it down like this. Could you imagine if Jesus had a vlog?
Hey.
Do you know what life, how vivid things would be? Can you imagine if Mahatma Gandhi had a vlog, right? Malcolm X, all of these people who we read about. Could you imagine if there was video footage of seeing these people live in their day? Mm-hmm. That's what we have available to us today. But many people use it as a toy instead of a tool. So right now, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what your industry, no matter what you love to do, folks, you have enough power in the palm of your hand to rewrite history. Because once you put videos on the internet, they never go away. They can always be searched. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for other people, it's going to be foolery that they pull out. But for other people, it's going to be like, no, you know what? I'm working on this project here. You may be on the road to curing cancer. You may be on the road to teaching some new tech stuff. But if you don't document it in the business world, that's what we say, document, document, document. So stop living in the past and start living so someone can see you in the future. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Oh, man. Yeah. I get a little passionate about these things because it's so important. It really is. You know, one of the things that really, really trips me out is how we treat people after they're gone. I was having this conversation the other day, and it's so important for us to give flowers when people are alive, not just physical flowers, but appreciation, gratitude, love, whatever the case may be. Why wait till someone is dead and gone to tell them how much they meant to you? Why not express it, be expressive, and do it today? That is something that has stuck with me all my life. If you are on my heart and mind, I pick up the phone and call you, or I'll send you a simple text. Whether it's your birthday or not, I just do that. Why? Because right after this interview, I could be out of here. Whoop, whoop, gone. Well, doggone, what was Dr. V's last few words? Now, from now on, matter of fact, I'm going to make a declaration right here on this show. I was staying away from doing videos all the time because I'm always doing something else. But from this day forward, I plan to do at least one video a day. And why? Because you need to know and you need to see, not you individually, but for me, I need to express to the world what's going on with Dr. V. And if I die tomorrow, my kids will be able to go back and look and say, every day this dude put something out. So that's my thing. That's my story right there. And I'm sticking to it, Dr. T. Let's get it.
Every day for how long?
Every day until I can't do it no more.
Forever, ever? Forever!
I'm gonna do something. I don't know where I'm going to post them or where it'll be, but I promise you, I'm doing something every day from this day forward. Because watch this. When I look back to my past, I'll be able to see progression because I was doing videos. Some people are going to look at it from this perspective. Hey, Dr. V, you had an idea that you wanted to lose X amount of pounds. Well, guess what? Every day I'll see my face, and either it's going to get smaller or it's going to get bigger. What's going to happen? That's going to keep me on my path and my journey. And I'm just using that as an example. Hey, you may decide that you want to write a book, become an author, do your own show, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is, folks. All we're saying is don't live in your past and don't try to live vicariously through your children. Live your own life and live it to the fullest. That's what we got for you. Leaving the past behind, not ahead of you. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Start looking to the present, looking to the future. Peep back at the past so you can see what was back there and what happened so you can help navigate your future a little bit better. But enjoy it every step of the way.
Every day. Well, listen, folks, you already know what time it is. It's a pleasure to be here in your ear gate, maybe in your car, in your speaker, whatever. It don't matter. Wherever you got the MP3, you downloaded it. It's just a pleasure to be here with you. We want you to know that we love you and there's nothing that you can do about it. But here's the key. Here's where we challenge you. You got to get better every single day. So right here on Relationships 3D, Bashani and Worldwide, share it. Tell a friend. Go ahead and just give them the link and tell them, hey, you got to listen to this show. And if there's something that you want to hear about, a specific topic, we ask that you just send it in to our Facebook group or our Facebook page. It's Relationships 3D, folks. And if you haven't picked up the book, Three Dimensions of Hot and Spicy Relationships, we challenge you to go do so. Hot and spicy. You got to do it. You can pick it up on Amazon or on Live to Produce or on any site that you can. Just Google it, folks. Three Dimensions of Hot and Spicy Relationships. Until next time, folks, you already know what time it is. We're bringing you the best tips on relationships in the planet. We'll catch you next week, folks.
Peace out.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.